I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Hello and welcome to Arya Talking to Me, a Game of Thrones podcast hosted by a couple of little misfits from old Melbourne town. My name's Ben Vanel. I'm one of your hosts, and the other host is sitting over there in the comfy chair.
I'm a little misfit from old Melbourne town. Could you please, sir, could I have some more black clothes?
I grew up in Flea Bottom.
Four seasons in a day, Dan. Yeah, that's what they say. Me personally, my skin's too broken to feel the cold.
Hey, how's it going? Say, what's your name?
Adam Knox is my name.
In case anyone's finally deciding to start listening now.
Season 6, episode 4. It's a big onboarding point.
That's true. Yep. Everything changes from this point on.
Season 4 changes every... Season 6, episode 4.
Yes.
Changes everything.
Yep.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't really, but some things happen that I enjoyed.
Some cool things.
Yes. I like this as an episode. I think, as with last week, I kind of wanted to keep watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The season 6 is great.
It's fun. Lots of cool stuff happening. Lots of storylines sort of escalating.
Stuff starting to merge back together as well. Like everything's split out so much in Game of Thrones. A little web of... stories.
Yes.
And to make a true web, it needs to come back together up the top.
Otherwise, it's just a bunch of little flimsy strands flying in the wind.
Spider, you've built a fucking... just a string.
Yeah.
You've just built a long string.
And no one likes that.
No, I hate string.
How long is a piece of string?
Well, about 54 episodes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 54th episode of Game of Thrones, some shit happens right up the top.
Yeah.
Ed and John are talking at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Edison Toilet is his full name.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. The Edison Toilet was a fantastic invention. He kind of stole it off of someone else. But
yeah.
But Ed's... John's leaving. Ed's like, you fucking pledged your life. He's like, yeah, which I gave.
Mm.
And then Ed says, but there's another line that's like, forever.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
John's like, fuck you.
John's like, it says in the oath that, you know, you give your life, and I gave my life. And then he looks at the camera and he's like, pretty smart writing, hey?
Look at that. Get out of jail free, baby.
Loophole.
I'm getting out of here because everyone, like, I can't be safe here.
Yeah.
Fair enough, he wants to leave.
Sure, he hanged 4 people, but there's still people there who clearly didn't like him. It was a whole mutiny.
Totally, and there's nothing at the wall keeping him there.
Mm.
There's no reason for him to remain there because nothing that he cares about...
Ding dong!
Oh, what's that? A big horn blowing? Who's coming in the door here? Why, if it isn't fucking Sansa, Podrick, and Brienne.
Yeah.
Clip-clopping their horses into the courtyard, and 2 Starks see each other... for the first time in fucking years. I mean, John's not really a Stark, I guess, but...
But, yeah, still, I remember this being a really big positive moment for, like, just the viewership in general. Like, you go through so much shit in this show, and to just have a reunion like this is so gratifying.
And they've had these near misses before. Sansa and Arya, I feel like, were both trying to get to John at some point.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
And Sansa's actually done it.
Yeah.
Finally. So, yeah, Sansa and John have a big hug.
Yep.
They're there.
She's
at the wall, and they have a little chat later on, and Sansa's like, dude, I was a fucking real angry teen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about being a dick. John's like, you were fine. She's like, no, I get it.
Yeah.
I was terrible. John's like, well, I would have been pretty mopey, so.
Yeah.
They're growing up.
Totally, absolutely. And John is like, finally, he's like, okay, I will... do you the honor of accepting your apology?
Yeah. He's got a new hairdo.
Yes.
I'm liking his pulled back hair a lot more than the scruffy look.
Looks more serious.
He looks more serious. And she has some ale. Oh, yuck.
Yeah, yucky.
They have a little bit of, I guess, fun.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of the sort of banter and palling around we've seen is between, like, Bronn and people who are paying him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's genuinely rare to see, like, camaraderie in this show.
Yeah. Like, these are actual family who are finally back together and they're happy about it.
Yeah. And then under no immediate, like, threat of violence for now.
Except for the threat of violence that Sansa wants to start.
Yeah.
Which she says, hey, by the way, so all that shit, I don't, she must have updated him on what happened.
Yeah.
Ramsay Bolton is fucking living it up back there now.
Yep.
He's the Lord. Bruce is dead. Let's go take Winterfell.
Yeah.
And John's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't have an army.
I just finished doing a big fight and coming back from the dead. I don't want to start a small war.
Yeah. I've been fighting since you last saw me and I lost. I was killed for it.
Mm.
Then I hung the small boy who did it.
Yeah.
Or hanged.
Yes.
The small boy who did it.
And yeah, he just says, like, take away the fact that he got killed. He's had to kill lots of people and he's not pleased about it.
He's not like
Alistair Thorne or a guy like that where he's like, yeah, I've fucking fucked up so many people in battles. I'm a hardened. He's like, it's horrible.
It's real bad. And even if I wanted to, I don't have an army. And she's like, well, all those wildlings seem to like you.
Mm.
He's like, they didn't come here for that.
Yeah.
Neither did I. Fuck off.
Yeah. She's really on the front foot here.
Like, she wants to do it, and, like, I totally understand why.
Yes. The first opportunity for revenge, because Ramsay is a monster, as she says later on. Like, she wants to get revenge, and she frames it in, like, that's our home. We deserve to have it back.
Yeah.
There's people in that area that want us to be in charge.
And even if we don't start this fight now, he'll do it at some point.
Yeah.
Like, no one's safe in the North if he's the Warden of the North, so... Yeah, we could pussy out and wait for now, but it's going to come. So why don't we do it ourselves?
Mm.
Fair point.
Totally.
So Davos is still hanging around. Melisandre's still hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Davos is like, so are you, what are you doing? What are you fucking getting out of here?
Yeah.
Can you fuck off, please?
Mm.
She's like, nope, I'm working for John now.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, hey, I'll do whatever the Lord Commander tells me to do.
He's the prince that was promised. Davos is like, wasn't that Stannis? She's like, yeah, well, not anymore.
I need something to do.
And this is kind of where it seems like he finds out that Stannis is dead.
Yeah, because Brienne rolls in.
Yeah.
And interrupts.
So he's like, yeah, she comes up and she's like, yeah, Stannis, he was pretty unhappy to die when I killed him.
Yes.
And he's like, what happened to Shireen? And everyone's like, nah.
Yeah.
They're all dead. Everyone's dead who was there. So
He's because obviously we, the viewers, know that Shireen was sacrificed at the behest of mainly Melisandre, but also Stannis. You know, he ticked it off.
Yeah.
But clearly Davos doesn't know that yet, and he's started to sort of question, like, what happened?
Yeah. And then Brienne is outwardly like, I can tell you what happened. Stannis was a cunt
because
I used to be with Renly and he killed Renly with the blood magic that you, big red woman, clearly did. You dress magical.
Mm.
You are dressed like your magic and I know it was you, definitely.
Yes. So, Brienne has come to start a fight, it seems like.
Yeah, or at least just to put her foot down and be like, I know, you fucking watch yourself because we're in charge now and you're not... Shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
But, I guess, do they move away from the wall then, or do we get this letter from Ramsay then?
I think the letter, or at least in this recap, the next scene is, the letter.
Okay. So, yeah, John gets a letter. They're all sitting around a table.
Yep. Sort of having a bit of a chat.
Some shit-looking food.
Oh, God, yeah.
Tormund is there, chomping on a big chicken leg.
Oh, yeah. So when Brienne walked through the gate, Tormund, like, does a triple take.
Yeah.
He's like, hubbada, hubbada, and his jaw drops to the floor.
Cartoon wolf tongue rolls out.
Totally.
And, yeah, he's chewing on this chicken leg, just looking at her, like, trying to eat this chicken leg sexy.
Yes.
Kind of pulling it off.
Yeah, he's, like, giving her some eyebrows and stuff.
Yeah, in, like, a wild man sort of a way.
Yeah.
But she doesn't seem super into it.
No.
Not super out of it either, just confused. But they're sitting around having this fucking terrible dinner at the wall. Seems like a bad place to live, honestly.
It seems awful.
Starting to get that impression.
Mm.
And yeah, the letters from Ramsay, it's got the little flayed man thing on it.
Yep.
And it says, what a bitch.
Yeah.
That's how modern Ramsay would talk.
Yeah.
I reckon.
What's up?
What's up, bitch? I got your little bro. He's my bro now in my dungeon.
Yes.
PewDiePie.
And anyway, the letter is basically a threat saying, listen, fuckers, I'm in the north. Come and get your fucking brother and I'll gouge your eyes out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have all my men rape and kill Sansa. I'm going to have everyone fuck everything about every one of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see.
Yeah.
And this is when they're like, all right, time to fight him. Definitely.
Yep.
Because look at this fuck.
Totally.
And he's got Rickon.
He's got Rickon. They didn't know if he was Stephen alive, if he was Stephen,
yeah.
If he was Stephen or dead.
They didn't know if he was the two states of being, Stephen and non-Stephen.
Yes.
Stephen with a PH is dead.
Yes.
Stephen.
Yeah. But yeah, he's called them out and they clearly are like, well, I think this is maybe when they find out Roos has been murdered. Mm. But yeah, Sansa is like, what did I just say a scene ago? Like this was going to happen all along. We've got allies. Like, we're the Starks. The North support the true Wardens of the North.
I heard him say something about 5,000 men at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Tormund's like, well, I got two.
Yeah.
So,
and like, you know, if they're going to Winterfell, it's a siege situation and you can't take less men to a siege.
How do we even know he has Rickon? Sansa's like, he's got him.
Yeah.
They're definitely.
Yeah.
That guy fucking gets shit done for some reason. I hate him, but
yeah, it's less like you could still see Ramsay making this up and having a big trap, but it's more likely that he's an annoying cunt who does get shit done.
Well, because then it would be weird for most people think Rickon's dead too. Mm. So
that's weird. True. Even Ramsay was like, "How do I know this is Rickon?
Yeah.
Come on."
So, and things just seem to go his way a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they agree, like, all right, we're going to fight Ramsay. Fuck.
Yeah.
He's got 5,000 men. Where do we go next?
Next, we go to the Vale, where a very smug Peter Baelish rolls on in with a gift for little Robin.
Yeah, because Robin's trying to, he's learning how to arch.
Mm.
He's got that bow and he's fucking terrible at it still.
He's so bad.
This kid, man. This fucking dork.
He's the worst.
Oh, he would smell really weird.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
He would, yeah.
Like breast milk.
Yes.
Still, somehow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I could identify breast milk.
Visually or?
In any way. Unless it was literally coming out of a breast.
Sure.
I don't think, if you gave me like a Pepsi taste challenge.
Mm.
I don't think I'd be able to tell you what wasn't Pepsi. If it was only Pepsi or breast milk,
yes,
I'd get it. But if you lined up several different milks, I think it's meant to be sweeter.
Okay. I don't remember.
Than cow milk.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. 11 years old.
Mm.
But yeah, they're Lord Royce is there.
Yep.
I think he's had a big shave. Did he used to have weird sideburns?
No, I think you're thinking of Roderick, who got killed by Theon.
Roderick did too. I reckon Royce had some long sideburns too.
He might have. Yeah, he might have.
Can't remember. He's shaved either way.
Yeah, he does look very cleanly shaved.
He's
a
cleanly shaven man.
He's Sean.
And yeah, Baelish is there. Littlefinger's there.
Mm-hmm.
And Royce is immediately like, what are you doing here, creep?
Yeah, welcome back, loser.
I thought you were meant to take Sansa to the Fingers.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, I did. But he's like, you left with her, and then a couple of days later, I get a fucking text message saying, what's up? What's up, bitch?
Yes.
This is Ramsay. I got a new hoe on the side. Her name's SS.
Mm.
Sansa Stark.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And, yeah, he's kind of questioning about that, and then Peter just starts fucking playing Robin for a fool,
mm-hmm.
which is probably pretty hard to do.
Oh, this guy looks like he's really switched on. He looks gaunt. He's got like really dark shadows under his eyes.
And
for
he's
a
just
kid.
Like he's
a good actor.
Because
I buy that this kid is like that.
He moves kind of like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black, where he just doesn't sure. look like he's used to having a body.
Yes.
It's kind of fucking annoying. Mm. Yeah, the kid's a good actor.
I think he's the most convincing at playing a kid of all of them. Because sure. all of them seem sort of like, to be honest, like actors.
Yeah.
Like even Arya when she was young. Oh, actually, she's probably the other one who's maybe on the same par of like, yeah. I believe that was a kid. But even like Sansa was very sort of actorly, I think, yeah. from the start.
Sure.
But he's great. He's so convincing.
Yeah, I agree with that. And now he's got a pet falcon.
Yes.
The rarest, most expensive falcon in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the bird is the Tully thing? Yeah. No, they're not Tullys, though.
No, they're Arryns.
Arryns. The bird is the Arryn thing.
Yeah, because the Eyrie, you know, they're up in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a hawk.
He's got a little falcon.
And,
But you're right. Baelish is like this. What's his name? I already forgot. Royce?
Royce.
He seemed to disagree with you a few times in the past, and I actually think maybe he's a bit of a liar. Can we trust this guy?
Yeah.
Immediately Royce is like, oh, that's right. This fucking kid is a moron, and this guy is a psychopath.
This is a bad situation for me to be in, and he keeps, like, pledging his loyalty over and over. He's like, you can trust me, you can trust me. And then, immediately Peter is just back in control there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
just, it's almost like, or he's definitely just done it to remind this guy, like, I'm in charge here.
Yeah, because he's like, someone gave away our position while we were on the road. I only told Lord Royce about it, so yeah. How'd that happen?
Which obviously is a great little play from Littlefinger, yeah. having done it himself.
Ridiculous. So then, Royce realized, like, okay, well, I'm going to die unless I just go with this, so, okay.
Yeah.
And they decide, hey, we're going to grab our soldiers, head north as well.
Yeah, yeah. Littlefinger is like, yeah, I get, yeah, little, like, Sansa's, I guess she got captured and then I guess she's not there anymore, yeah. so she's probably going to meet Jon.
Because there was still a point where Robin and Sansa were meant to get married.
Yeah.
So I guess Robin still kind of thinks that.
Yes.
They're like, we got to go get your wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Who comes next?
A little lady called Marjorie.
Oh, no.
Sitting in a cell.
D-Y-I-N-G-G-G. yeah, she's fucking Nurse Ratched's walking her through to see the High Sparrow.
Yep.
And they have another one of their fucking talks where this dude, like, gives, like, kind of Joker style, a story that I just don't... Is it true?
I don't think it's true, no.
That whole shoe cobbler thing.
Yeah.
A cobbler who got so rich off a cobblin, he was fucking hobnobbling around with all these rich people.
Yep.
Saw a bunch of fucking people passed out on couches and went, not for me.
Yeah. Which, like, as a parable, I think it is a pretty weak one as well. Because it's like, we've all had parties and woken up early and seen everyone passed out and been like, look at all those guys passed out.
Yeah.
And then gone on with our days.
Yeah.
Like, it's certainly never shaken me to my core.
You wake up the next day and you keep cobbling.
That's right.
But Marjorie recognizes one part of it as well, and she's like, and then you do this and this and this from the book, from the fucking Bible.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Yeah. I listen when the crazy nurse reads me the stories.
Yeah.
What else am I going to do?
And the High Sparrow's like, oh, okay, you know,
the seven-pointed star or something?
Well, actually, my story takes a wild turn here and is not the same as that at all.
Yeah.
So,
you're right, even his backstory as he presents it is a way to manipulate people.
Yeah.
You assume he's told this story to a bunch of his followers.
Totally.
That he's preached this, you know, and she, if not, sees through it. Well, she sees through it.
But it's so tailored exactly for her too.
Cobbler.
Because he's like, where would you go if you left here? She's like, my brother, my husband, my mother. And he's like, that means money to you.
You're right. He sets a trap immediately.
You're talking about niceties and about fine things. That used to be exactly my life.
Yeah.
And I stepped down from it. So, yeah, if he was talking to someone else, if he was talking to Jamie, whatever, he'd be like, you know, I actually used to be a knight.
I actually used to fuck my sister.
One day you wake up, you see her body all in a heap there, and you're like, not for me, and you leave without your shoes. That'd be great. Every single person he has a different story for. Like, he's talking to Sam and goes, you know, I actually used to be a fucking dumbass. But one day I saw a book open there on a couch, mm-hmm. all in a heap.
Mm.
And I realized, nope, gross. Walked out, no shoes.
Left my shoes there.
I threw my shoes at that book before I left.
And he
I tied
down.
The laces up, threw them over a power line. Didn't want them anymore.
Well, if he looks down, he's like, see? I'm barefoot. The story must be true.
Look at that. Where did my shoes go?
Watertight.
He's taking his shoes off in the background like Lionel Hutz taking off his tie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can see your shoes are just behind you. You've just slipped them
Not my
behind
shoes.
The bench.
If they were my shoes, I'd be wearing them. They're just different shoes.
Okay. They do say High Sparrow on the inside.
And you can't see the bit where it says this because of the angle, but it actually says not to be worn by the High Sparrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm convinced. I'm convinced.
That means they're someone else's shoes. I write the name of everyone whose property it's not, and that's the way they know not to take it.
Sure, I'm a little kooky, but I am not a liar.
You know, Varys, I never used to have a dick, but one day I saw my cut-off dick all in a heap on a couch, and I thought, fuck these shoes.
Fuck these shoes.
Get these shoes out of here. So, yeah, he lies about his cobbling job and he's like, all right, come and we're going to go visit your brother.
Yeah, and so she does. She goes and visits Loras and he's like...
There's a nice shot there as well of her like on the ground with the light behind him and him like reaching his hand down, almost like this religious painting.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, she is thrown in there and Loras looks fucked up and he's done with it. The torch has worked.
Yeah.
He's broken. He's ready to give up.
Yeah.
And she's... still totally switched on and aware of what's going on.
Totally, yeah.
She's like, don't worry, Loras, I'm here to help. You break out.
Yes.
And he's like, nah, fuck them, man. Let them do what they want. I'm sick of it. I want out of here. And she's like, no, but then they win. He's like, yeah, cool. That's fine. Don't care anymore. But when you play the Game of Thrones, what happens if you don't win?
Lose your shoes.
They're gone forever.
That's going to be hard on your souls.
Walking around barefoot in streets that are full of shit is the weirdest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes are more important than ever in that situation.
It's almost like you'd have to make up a story to justify it.
Yeah. Because most people, I reckon a lot of people who work in offices and shit, 90% of the time you don't need your shoes.
Yeah, sure.
Really.
Yeah.
Like I want to wear them when I went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to wear them, like, in the car park.
Sure. Yeah, there and back. But
when you're walking around on plush carpet all day, I want to feel that carpet in between my toes.
Totally. Yeah.
I want to wiggle them toes around and go, oh, what's this made out of? What is carpet made out of?
a variety of synthetic and natural fibers.
Huh. If there was a dog that belonged to a car, that would be a carpet. So, Loras is there. He's fucked. Marjorie wants to keep going, but Loras is done.
Yeah, I liked that checking in with Marjorie to be like, she is still absolutely on top of things.
Yeah.
She's not giving in.
Clearly having an awful time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she's not going to be broken by this. Cersei Lannister, you could argue, is already partly broken herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's
an interesting comparison between Cersei and Marjorie. Because, I mean, we've spoken about Cersei's reaction to the Atonement and, you know, learning about Myrcella.
Yep.
And how it seems to be pushing her over the edge further for someone who was already, like, she was a sociopath, but she...
But now she's angry.
Yeah,
as well.
She's unstable, I guess.
She's walking briskly. Yeah. She's, like, tighter, you know?
She's got two pairs of shoes on.
And she's not... putting on the front really anymore. She's snapping at people like she does here with Tommen and Pycelle. She's like, what the fuck are you doing here, Pycelle?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm a member of the small council. I'm allowed to be. And she's like, is this the fucking small council, dickhead?
Yeah.
This is a bedroom. Tell you what, as a small council, that tiny penis that you definitely have.
Yes.
And I ain't sitting on that small council. Nobody is. Get out of here. And then he shuffles off, jingling around. And he's, what was he saying to Tommen? To let the High Sparrow, have a little bit of, hey, the Faith Militant, give him a bit of rope.
Yeah.
And Cersei's like, no. I'm talking to this cunt. Meaning my son.
Yes.
He's like worried about pissing off the Sparrows and making Margaery in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And Cersei's like, do you want Margaery walking around the street naked as well? Because that's what I had to do.
And Tommen is like, I think this was a good scene because Tommen is just straight up like, you don't really like Margaery, do you? Yeah. Which is not something that you see happen a lot in this show of people who may not be on the same level, at least like in terms of intellectually or in terms of motivation or the level of manipulation that they are happy to enact, just straight up talk to each other. And Tommen is one of the first people who's like, hey, I know what the dynamic is here.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about
that? No one's putting on their regal secrets and whatever.
Yeah.
He's just like, why do you think Margaery sucks?
Mm.
And she's like, oh.
Well, she's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I think she sucks or not.
Yeah.
Like, you love her. She's important. She's the queen. We don't want her getting dragged through the streets naked. Yeah. That's bad for everyone.
Exactly. Like, she is in this enough that we are closer to her than not.
Mm.
So, it's someone from completely outside. Like, when it's just us, I'll attack her.
Mm.
If someone completely outside is attacking, we're a unit.
Yeah, yes.
Which is fair. So, and that's what they go to the small council to say as well, to Kevin and to Olenna. Like, same thing. Like, we're not friends.
Yeah.
But like, you don't want us here.
Kevin, your son, Lancel, has been completely brainwashed.
Yeah. You want her out, right? You want Margaery and fucking Loras out?
Yeah.
Both of you and us, we all want everyone out. Let's work together even though we hate each other.
Yes.
And they're into it.
Yeah.
Olenna does not want Margaery walking through the street. She's like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll see, though.
Yeah.
Because they beat Cersei.
That's true. And she's still in jail. Like, they haven't got her out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting times.
So, Kevin's like, Tommen told me not to use the army. He specifically said that. And Jamie's like, did he tell you, though, not to not use the army? Kevin's like, no, he didn't say a completely bizarre thing that was implied. So they figured out, we'll use the Tyrell army.
Yep.
They'll come in. They'll fuck with it. Your army just stands down, lets them in. They'll fight the High Sparrow.
This is like, they keep saying, like, this is probably our only chance. Like, Cersei is like, I'm on trial in like a few weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to fuck Margaery's shit up before that, probably.
Definitely.
So we got to make our move. This is the only time that we can.
And they're the only people around who will be able to do it, the Tyrell army.
Yep.
So let's get them in.
So then we head to a very depressing, rainy coastal village called, what's it called?
Pike?
Yes, Pike.
Yeah.
On the Iron Islands.
I guess
that's what I remember them as, yeah.
Yeah.
And poor little Theon.
He's standing on a boat, looking at the rain, looking at the fog, being a bit, he's like, oh, I'm home. He has a little face like, oh, good.
Yeah.
This shit place. You haven't fixed those bridges.
When no one likes me, I'm back.
Yeah. And fucking, no one likes him there. He goes straight to see Yara.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what the fuck are you doing here, motherfucker?
Mm.
How dare you walk in here and show your face, you goddamn son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I thought the volume was too low, honestly.
I honestly didn't pick any of it up.
But she's mad with him, like, fucking good men died to try and rescue you, and now you come back and you're like, hey, I'm Theon again.
Mm.
Well, fuck off then, Theon.
Yeah.
If you're Theon, that means you can fuck off.
I mean, like, you come back the day after our dad has died and the whole, like, kingship is up for grabs.
Weird that you hear it at election time and he's like, no, seriously, that's a coincidence.
Mm.
They broke the shit out of me. And she's like, I know.
Yeah.
I got a box with your dick in it. And it wasn't Justin Timberlake fun. It was gross.
Yeah. And he, like, can't look at her. Like, he's fucked up.
He's fucked up Theon now rather than fucked up Reek, though, at least.
Yes.
And he quite genuinely says to her, like, no, I want to support you. I'm just here to fucking help. I want things to be okay.
Yeah. I've got nowhere else to be.
Yeah. You should be ruling here.
Not that. Not, I've got nowhere else to be. Like, my schedule's wide open.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just killing time here.
Yeah. But I've got nowhere else to go.
There's nowhere I would feel like I want to go.
Yes.
And he's like, look, I want you to rule. I'll help you. I'm bullshit.
Yeah.
You're the real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make this shit work, brah.
Yeah.
Sorry, some of Ramsay rubbed off on me. I'm talking like that fucking...
A lot of it literally rubbed off on him.
The idea of Ramsay just being this fucking bro dude who's like, eh, fucking woof, 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 woof.
Yeah, yeah.
Feed you to my dogs.
Catcalling a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh. Man, you that skin come off? So, yeah, I guess then we go over to Marine.
No.
Oh.
We have a brief scene with the aforementioned Ramsay Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ramsay's fucking peeling that apple.
He's sitting there peeling an apple, and who should get dragged in by a character I barely remember.
Yeah, OSHA's here.
Yeah.
Because they were like, it does almost feel like the writers went... right.
Okay.
We've had an actor sitting at home for 3 years.
Yeah, fuck.
Thinking they've got a job.
I mean, we brought Rickon into the story, so I guess technically we have to bring in the person who was with him the whole time.
And I think they made OSHA up for this.
Yes. Yeah. I think someone emailed us about that. OSHA is made up,
or like an amalgamation of characters, or one of those things. There's a few characters like that. I don't remember who they are off the top of my head because, like we always say, I don't read books.
Yes, we don't ever read books. I don't know how to read. I get my phone to read all the emails out to me aloud, and then I try to remember them.
These recaps are pictures. But, OSHA gets brought in. They've made her have a bath. Ramsay's sitting there peeling that apple, puts the knife down very obviously on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this weird talk. What even is their talk? He's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, well, I didn't like the Starks. They put me in chains, used me as a slave. And he's like, I'm going to do the same thing, but slightly different.
Yeah. And then she's just like, well, maybe I could be of use to you.
Yeah.
And straddles him.
Horny anyone? And yeah, she is looking at the knife a whole bunch. This is my chance. And he's clearly set this up.
Yeah.
And he says something about... What does he hate her for? He says something about... There's some reason he wanted to actually kill her. She's brought before Ramsay... and he's like, why do I need you around? She's like, I didn't like the Starks. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. Basically, hey, Theon told me everything.
That's right.
Someone helped Bran and Rickon escape.
That's right.
That
yes.
Someone was you. And he jams a spike in her neck.
I guess he draws her out by being like, by getting her to lie.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, okay, what are you doing here? And she's like, yeah, I actually hate the Starks and all of this. And it's like, okay, you're lying to me.
Yeah.
I know the truth. If she had been like, yeah, okay, fucking, all right, I worked with them the whole time, but yeah, I want to live, so I'll do anything.
And whatever, Rickon's a kid. So, yeah, like, he's not a Stark in the way of, so, but yeah, he just straight up kills her.
She's dead. Welcome back for 2 episodes and bye bye.
Yep. And then he starts peeling his apple again and looking like ho-hum after yeah, he's killed her.
Yeah.
He's very super villainy.
Classic Ramsay.
Ramsay, you fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
Then we go to Marine?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so Tyrion's there with Grey Worm and Missandei and Varys.
Mm-hmm.
The good masters of Astapor, the wise masters of Yunkai, and the slave trading city of Volantis. Have sent 3 representatives. It's diplomatic shit. And Grey Worm's like, dude, this sucks. What do we do? And Missandei's like, I don't want to do this. And Tyrion's like, hey, don't worry about it. I know what I'm doing. Let's try some diplomacy.
Yeah. I've been a slave. I know what it's like. And I don't want them to be slaves forever.
And they're like for a day.
Yeah.
That's fuck it. You're a tourist slave.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, just trust me. You got to keep your enemies closer. You make peace with your enemies.
That's true, which makes sense. It's like, yeah, okay, you can't... Like, you can deal with your allies and you can strengthen your bonds, but if you're going to make a move, do it with someone where it really benefits you to have them off your case.
Yeah, they just really don't like these people.
Justifiably.
No, I don't get it. But yeah, so they're in...
He was a slave for like a gap year.
Exactly.
He doesn't really know. He's
come back from 3 months in London with an accent. which exactly. is actually what it sounds like when he talks. And yeah, they're furious about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, these people come in. Do you want to hear their names?
I'd love
these emissaries. Mm. That guy who bought Tyrion is one of them.
Oh, is that? Yeah, I thought he was familiar.
Yeah,
right.
That's Yezen no Quaggers. Razdal Moeras is there, and Bellico Painimon.
Okay. They all sound like there. European NBA players.
So, yeah, they're having this meeting, and they have a chat back and forth. They're all like, oh, give us our fucking slaves back, man. Mm. We want you all out of Meereen, out of Slaver's Bay. You're not meant to be here. Daenerys said some shit about wanting to leave anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrion's like, look, it's not going to happen yet. And we'll do. Yeah, we'll go halfway.
Mm.
All right, we'll meet in the middle, which always makes the left go further to the right.
Yes,
but I think I know politics. But the offer is you'll have 7 more years of slavery.
Yeah.
Then after that, none. But honestly, you can make more money without it. Like in Westeros, I was richer than any of you, and it's just because we didn't pay people much.
Exactly. Manipulating the job market is better for the people who are doing the manipulating than just a bunch of guys with slaves.
Yeah, because they don't realize they're slaves.
Exactly.
So imagine if you had slaves who were fine with it. What I am offering you today.
Yeah, if you had slaves who were like, I'd like to actually work harder and get paid slightly more. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. So Tyrion's like, don't worry about it. That'll be a great setup. All we need from you in return is for you to stop funding the Sons of the Harpy.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're not. It's like, okay.
Okay. You're not, but also stop.
Yeah. You're not doing it now. Don't do it tomorrow. That's all we want.
Yeah.
Have these 3 slave women who I have brought in here as whores.
Mm.
The Westerosi word for it.
Yep.
And understandably, fucking Grey Worm and Missandei are super mad about this.
Mm.
What are you fucking doing, motherfucker?
You're using my honor and my name, because he's like,
yeah.
the Unsullied will listen to Grey Worm, the slaves will listen to Grey Worm.
Because they walk out into that main meeting pyramid part where common people are allowed to come up and talk to Daenerys. They walk down there and Tyrion's like, hey, look. I ain't no big city guy. I'm like you. I'm a working class dude.
Mm.
Like, fuck you.
You were the definition of a big city guy.
Anyway, what do you have to say? And he's like, look, Grey Worm will vouch for me. This is a sick idea. And he looks at Grey Worm. Grey Worm has to be like, yeah, I'm not a soldier, but I am a soldier. I'm not a politician.
Yeah.
If this makes peace happen, then what could be wrong with that? Mm-hmm. Makes Missandei say it too. He's brought them in because people trust them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't trust this fucking foreigner who's here making all these weird decisions about keeping slavery going.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, they're pissed off at him for that.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're all like, this had better work out.
Yeah.
You've done it now, so.
Yeah, this had better go somewhere.
Yeah.
Because
this is your shot.
Like, your neck is on the line here.
Yeah.
And so is our reputation.
You've made your move. If this doesn't pan out, you're fucked.
Yeah. And I think throughout the kind of masters are like, I mean, this is all well and good, but where is Daenerys?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, okay, and who are you? Because I'm pretty sure I bought you for a dollar.
Yes.
Why are you the one telling me this? He's like, hey, fuck off. I'm Daenerys for today.
Yes.
So, yeah, where is Daenerys? A great question.
Mm.
She continues to be in Vaes Dothrak.
Yes.
In the Khaleesi
place.
Hole.
Dosh Kaleen. Well, yeah, first where we reunite with...
That's like a Greek dude saying a surface is clean. Dosh Kaleen.
It sounds like a kind of dip.
Oh, I spilled Dosh Kaleen on this, but now Dosh Kaleen.
Oh, yeah, it's Dosh Kaleen. Daario and Jorah are having a little bit of...
Stealth mission.
Lethal weapon... I'm too old for this shit.
Totally.
Situation.
Jorah is way too old for this shit.
Yes.
And also sick. Like, they see each other at the top. They're at the top of the mountain thing, looking over Vaes Dothrak, making plans. He's like, don't take any weapons in or they'll definitely fuck us over.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a chance of pretending to be traitors, which immediately doesn't work. The
it's
first
so bad.
People they run into, they're like, you're definitely not traitors.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very lethal weapon.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's like, and takes a swing at it.
Exactly. and yeah, they drop all their things and Dario's like, oh, but I love this knife. And then he sees his wrist.
Mm.
He's like, oh, you know what fucking happens to you with that shit? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And so they're down in the city running around. Two people see them immediately just standing out in the middle of the open. And they're like, what are you doing here? And they're like, selling wine.
Yeah.
What kind of wine? Good wine. Mm. We'll give you a cask tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have casks in Vase Dothrak. And then, yeah, anyway, fight breaks out.
Yep.
Dario runs after the other guy. Jorah's getting his fucking ass kicked by this dude.
Yeah, this giant mountain man. He's just bicepping him to death.
And he's pretty regular for a Dothraki.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just absolutely pummeling him.
Mm.
Fucking Jorah tries to throw some sand at him at one point, and it just makes him look confused and upset, like, kind of pity him a little bit.
Totally.
Take the sand in your face. Oh, okay. Well, bracing for another punch. And then Dario stabs him.
Yeah.
He brought his knife in. Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Of course he brought his fucking knife.
And wisely so. Mm. Their little charade lasted half a second.
Yeah. It literally fell at the very first hurdle.
Yeah.
Which they put themselves in by sneaking around in the middle of an alleyway.
Yes. In the day.
No, it was nighttime.
Oh, was it nighttime?
It's nighttime.
Okay.
And they're all walking around at night and they're like fucking in the streets and Dario's I should have been born a Dothraki.
Mm.
Okay.
Because you haven't fucked before?
Yeah. Like, you just want to fuck 2 meters on the other side of a wall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you, Dario.
Finally, I've turned on you.
And then, yeah, they're like, if he sees him with a... If they see that stab wound, then everyone's going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, maybe we should question those guys who just walked in.
Yeah, who might have done this? The people who are clearly not traitors? The sweaty men in combat gear selling wine?
The old man with 17 bruises on his face?
Oh no, that guy must be trading punches. And so they beat his head in with a rock.
Yes, grossly.
Yeah. In the meantime, the Dosh Carleen, I'll read it the way it's written here on this Game of Thrones wiki. Meanwhile, the High Priestess of the Dosh Carleen gives Daenerys a commentary on the other crones.
Fuck.
So, yeah, there's all the other ex Khaleesis,
mm-hmm.
or wives of the Carl. I don't know if a wife of the Carl is automatically a Khaleesi.
I think they are, because she refers to another one of them as a Khaleesi.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, she's like, yeah, look, some of these people fucking don't like you. They reckon Dothraki should be pure, but they don't get that none of us are. Blah, blah, blah. She meets another Dothraki who she goes outside with.
Yeah.
Has some fresh air.
Yeah.
They have a bit of a chat.
One of the younger ones. She's like,
she's had an awful life. Yeah. She's like, he fucking found me at 11. I had a baby at 12, and then he died at 16.
Yeah.
And Daenerys is like, oh, if only he'd have died sooner. And she's like, oh my God, you can't say that.
Yeah, totally.
But that's fucking awesome. So, yeah, they're walking around, and Jorah and Dario grab her.
Mm.
And she's like, what the fuck are you doing, idiots? This is crazy. Don't kill her. We'll never get out of here if you just take me now.
It's okay. We're merchants.
Yeah. Don't worry. Do you want to buy a watch? He just grabs her from behind like, we got specials today.
Would you like to punch me in the head?
Only $2. You could buy 2 Tyrians for that. Mm. So, yeah, they're like, okay, we'll form a different plan.
Well, yeah, they're like...
like, I got an idea already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, we have to get out of here. Let's go. Daenerys is like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
We'll never get out of here alive. We're fucking obvious.
Yeah. I have reflective hair.
Yes.
It will be like a mirror trying to leave. There's no way that it'll work. So there's some plan they're hatching.
Jorah's like, is it a mirror that reflects your ultimate desires?
Yeah.
It's like, no.
A mirror. If your hair was a mirror, I guess I could see myself in you. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, my friend wrote that.
Dario's like, man, you forgot the tag.
Oh, yeah. There's a bit earlier where Dario's like, they're like climbing up the mountain and Jorah gets tired. Yeah. Dario's like, you can never ride the dragon. And Jorah's like, what?
Yeah,
I don't want to. They're terrifying. And he's like, no. I mean, fuck Daenerys, because she's like, she's crazy. Mm. Doggy. It's great. It's nuts what she does.
You've never done it if you've never done it dragon style. I don't know what that is.
It's like fucking doggy next to a candle.
Yeah, yes.
And
sure.
You just swallow some of the wax.
You turn the heater on.
Yeah. It's actually, it kind of sucks, honestly. You get yeah. real, but you know, you got to spice it up a little bit. You just swallow a bunch of chili beforehand.
Yeah, it's like the chili challenge.
Yeah, don't touch my eyes. Definitely don't touch that. Ow, my penis is burning.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, Daenerys goes into the, trial to see whether or not she gets to live in the wives' village.
Yeah, yeah, I wasn't really following this aspect of the storyline, but apparently the Carls are sort of...
they can decide whether she gets to stay there or not, yeah. Basically. So,
and the knot is she just gets thrown out? Killed?
Killed poorly. Yeah. Killed in a... Well, because they describe it in a minute. They're like...
Sure.
It was either you live in that hut or everyone here rapes you and then the horses do.
Yes.
So I'll take the hut.
I'd go the hut.
She's going in there for judgment. They've all got their chairs backwards until they like the sound of her voice and then they hit the button and they spin around.
Mm-hmm.
CeeLo Green's there and you're like, ooh.
The chairs don't spin, but they turn around on them like cool teachers.
Yeah. Just scrape them around.
Yeah.
That'd be great. The voice where it's broken, you just have to, you're sitting on office chairs and you just do that one sweep with your legs to turn it around and put your legs out. Go for two spins because it's kind of fun. Anyway, they're very much leaning on the side of nah, fuck her. Because they're all saying shit and
they're basically like, you seem uppity and yeah, we don't much. Like that.
Yeah, they're being real dicks about it. And then she's like, hey, you can all go get fucked.
Yeah.
How about that as a plan?
I don't care what your judgment is because I'm going to be in charge.
Yeah. I've made my judgment and I don't want to live in that hut. I want to make everyone not live in any of these huts and I'm going to be their ruler.
Yeah. Khal Drogo told me he'd give me a whole army and we go conquer Westeros. So what do you think of that?
He's like, I think Khal Drogo's dead, idiot. Like, what are you going to do about it? She's like, you know what I'm going to do? Make this really flammable place all of a sudden light up quicker than anything's ever lit up.
Which it's like, you accept it for whatever, but like she keeps tipping fire on the ground, on dirt.
I have to assume they put a bunch of oil in there beforehand or something.
Or like those, I think they are. It's like they're full of oil and shit, yeah. Maybe.
I reckon because they were like, no, I've got a plan and she's going to help.
Yeah.
They must have done something with it beforehand.
Yeah, maybe.
So she starts burning the place down.
Yes.
She's invincible to fire.
Yeah.
Which doesn't come up that often.
No.
Weirdly.
No.
You'd think if that was your superpower, you'd always be like, all right, I'll light them on fire. All the time.
Look, I'll stand in front of the dragon and you guys stand opposite me and we'll see if the dragon does a flame or not.
Yeah. So it does I don't really like that musical sting that happens whenever Daenerys does something like this of the...
Oh, yeah.
It just sounds a little weird and a little lame.
Yeah.
But whatever. She burns them all to the ground and everyone in the town runs to see this fire. They're all running towards it like, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
No one's got a bucket of water.
No.
They're all just like, no, we're going to watch this burn.
It's like, yeah, it would be like, and maybe this is a comparison that makes it make sense, someone like burning Parliament to the ground. Like,
yeah.
Oh, all the politicians are dying. Oh, what a, someone, there's one no, of those, no like, water nearby. Oh, okay.
An early 20th century style one as well, where it's like, we're burning the Winter Palace down. And they're like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the everything starts burning up. And people run towards it, and out of the smoldering wreckage walks Daenerys Targaryen. Clothes have burned off, and she's standing there. Jorah's running up like, oh, I'm just looking at the fire.
No, I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, let me just check for burns. No, not here. Can't be too sure, though.
Daria's like, oh, yeah, dragon style. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's walked out and everyone's like, holy fucking shit.
Which, hey, she's done this trick before. But there was only Jorah around to see it?
And like a couple of her old Khalasar who all kind of walked off into the desert the next day.
Sure,
so
like
probably
the,
dead.
The women and children who
there
couldn't
like 60
leave.
60 of them.
Yeah.
And so they probably heard stories about her by now.
Mm.
And to see someone walk out of the fire and be like, that's why they call me the Unburnt.
Yes.
Because look at how none of me's burnt. Not even my fucking hair.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how fucking safe I am here.
Yep.
She's doing cartwheels and shit. Just like
moonwalking,
smouldering wreckage, throwing it in her face.
Moonwalking back into the fire and out again.
Oh, sorry, I just forgot something. I'll be back.
Yes.
She's really making a meal of it. And yeah, everyone starts kneeling and they're like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is the mother of dragons.
She's a superhero.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And then, Dario and Jorah walk up and they kneel. Everyone's got their heads bowed. And then Jorah looks back up again. He's like, oh, yeah, just checking. You're still there. Yep. All good. Look, whoa. That's pretty hot. The fire I'm talking about. Ha, 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 ha. And,
such a loser.
It's basically, that's it. They zoom out from it.
Mm.
And everyone's very impressed by her trick.
Yes.
Not a trick, real.
Real, a real thing, yeah. So, I mean, we talked and mentioned in this episode earlier, people need armies to get their shit done. You know, John and Sansa are going to have to go around and get more soldiers somehow.
Wildlings. They said some people in the North would still be loyal to the Starks as well.
Yeah.
That's something
but,
that they mentioned.
I mean, a good way to instantly win the undying support of a large group of people is do a magic trick.
Yeah. That's why so many people follow David Blaine. He puts that spike through his arm and he's like, yeah, I'm impervious to spikes. Mm. Everyone's like, holy shit.
Wow.
That guy, spikes don't come up that often, honestly. But
no.
Cool, man. I could save someone from a spike pit if they hadn't fallen into it yet. Because if they had, that's kind of it.
I could hover above a spike pit for 23 hours.
I could talk really slowly in front of a spike pit.
I mean, to be fair, surviving a burning building doesn't come up that often either.
No, but you could run in and out of burning buildings and help other people.
I guess
if you were invincible to fire, you'd just be a great firefighter.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Which she doesn't do a lot of. Don't want to spoil the rest of the series, but
yeah.
She doesn't turn into a roving firefighter.
No. But yeah, still very impressive. Like,
yeah.
We know that there's like magic and shit in this world, and so do some people, but I think the populace in general are still like, oh no, White Walkers don't exist and dragons are fake. And to see something like this in person is like, I will follow this person forever.
Well, so, and the Dothraki especially are kind of scared of magic.
Mm.
Right? Like they all didn't trust that witch.
Well, they hated her, yeah.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Mm.
So it's kind of weird that they're like, oh, she's magic, but cool.
Yeah. It's sort of like a paradigm shifting thing because it's like all the guys who are in charge are dead.
Yeah.
And here's a magic woman who's from somewhere else, looks different to us, and she's taken over.
Yeah, and you've heard stories about her before, and like, oh, she used to be the Khaleesi,
mm-hmm.
and then you see her kill every one of the top brass, and you're like, oh, I'm going to take a knee.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, not during the national anthem, you wokes! And you're like, what's the difference, motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's episode 4.
A good episode. Like this, the Sansa John reunion, I think, was great.
It was nice.
And for Sansa to immediately be like, okay, let's make some moves.
For Daenerys to be back on top of things again is cool.
Yeah.
I
think that storyline just went as long as it possibly could before I was going to get sick of it in terms of her being sort of trapped and facing off against these annoying dudes.
Yeah.
But to the point where it was gratifying to see them all burned to death.
Exactly.
As well.
You needed that long of her being subjugated by them for her, for their comeuppance to be effective.
Yep, totally.
I'm into all the stuff that's happening here.
No Bran.
Nope, no Arya.
No Bran, no Arya.
No Sam.
Didn't miss him.
Yep. I didn't, yeah. Bran, I want to see more of that storyline, obviously, because that's gotten to a point where it's like, oh, this is new and interesting.
Sure, yes.
But everything that happened here was pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm into it.
Good episode.
Yeah. That chick didn't get burnt.
She didn't get
burnt. Whoa! Like that one loud New Yorker's always like, or like a Boston dude is like, oh, you're fucking seeing this shit. Holy shit. Whoa.
All the fucking clothes are burned off.
Dude. Why, you need to get some fucking Kevlar. One of them, what's the fireproof one?
I don't know.
There's something that, you need to get some flame retardant.
Yes, there you go.
You got to get some flame retardant clothes. Yeah, I'm not from around here. I'm selling wine. All right, so thank you for... do we have spoiler-free questions or spoilery questions?
No, I think they're all spoilery.
Okay.
But we do have some questions to answer, yes.
Well, we're going to do that in the sealed section in that case. But in the meantime, if you're watching for the first time, we'll be doing spoilers from here on out in the episode. So please leave now if you don't want them. And we'll see you next week. Otherwise, welcome to the sealed section. It's sealed up by flame retardant clothing.
Is this fucking sealed over here?
Oh.
Hey.
Flame retardant.
I got a brother who was flame retardant.
Hey.
Once kicked him in the head.
Yeah. Hey. And now he can't be burned. Boined.
Boined.
Yeah, I don't have a huge amount necessarily to say in terms of spoilery stuff from this one. I can't remember if it's Tyrion's like greater plan the whole way through to kill those masters.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because that is what happens. I don't know if he ever intended to follow through with this 7 years of slavery thing.
Yeah.
Or to just be like, okay, bring him in close so we can fucking kill him.
Yeah. If that was his plan all along, good plan.
What else happened? Oh, yeah, seeing Jon and Sansa reunite, and then later on we get Arya as well in there, and everyone's kind of hanging around Winterfell and up north.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
They don't bother building up Rickon at all.
No, they really
don't.
Before
he dies. No. Like, they mention him a couple of times this episode. Maybe it would have been nice to have a scene with Rickon.
Yeah, definitely.
But it doesn't happen.
No, you're right.
Because I remember not giving a fucking shit when he died.
I also didn't think he was ever not going to die.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He totally was always going to get thrown out there as the piece of bait for Jon.
Yeah.
He was always going to get killed.
And they really don't try and subvert that at all.
That's very true. I think maybe they just rely on people who've read the books to care more about him.
Or just the fact that he's a little Stark. Like, it'd almost be better if he was literally a baby. So it'd be like, what character development can we do?
Yes, yeah.
Because you'd still care about it there, but the fact that he's like 10... and doesn't have thoughts or a personality for us to see yet is...
They like sow the seed of Littlefinger swooping in to save the day.
Yeah.
Just right here, right up front.
Well, because doesn't Sansa leave and talk to him as well?
Yeah, but Jon doesn't want her to.
Yeah.
That's the
whole
thing.
But he's already planning to go and help, weirdly.
Mm. Mm.
So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Anyway... that's that episode. We've got a couple of questions.
Yeah.
I've been led to believe.
You are not going to be disappointed. So this is a question from Juliet. She says, hi.
Juliet.
Hi, Juliet.
That fucking Mark Knopfler song.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Fair enough.
The thing that she would have heard a million times. Sorry, Juliet.
Sorry. I just wanted to know your opinion on Arya and Gendry's future.
Okay.
When they first met and were traveling through Westeros, they sparked a bond. Completely agree.
Yep.
Sort of like a brother-sister sort of thing.
Yeah.
And when Arya and Gendry parted ways, it was clear that Arya was upset. Absolutely. She even said, I can be your family as an attempt to get him to come with her.
She was the first reliable person that she met outside of, I guess, Syrio and her family. After all the shit went down, he was the first, like, solid dude.
He helped her, protected her.
Didn't want anything from her, was just like, all right, we're in this together.
Yep. My question is, do you think there's a possibility for them to start a relationship in the last season? They don't specify romantic or familial or whatever. Mm. Or do you think due to Arya's new persona as no one, this isn't possible?
I mean, I've always wondered about how, like, what roles all those sort of the younger generation of this are going to take.
Because
I could see Gendry having some claim to being king.
Absolutely.
If Daenerys and Jon were to both die towards the end, which I think is very possible.
I think it's possible. Yeah.
Or even if people are like, the Targaryens kind of had their time. It's a Gendry time.
Sure.
Baratheon. He's a Baratheon.
I think there's a genuine chance that Daenerys, whose mission at this point is to break the cycle.
Yeah.
Is like, okay, we've got everyone who's
I'm going back
bad.
Over to Essos.
Yeah. We've cleaned house. All the bad people are gone. The zombies are gone. I'm going to go away now.
Yeah. Maybe Jon are traveling on a boat over to Essos.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have a kingdom the last over shot there. Of us. I'll fix the slavery stuff and I'll go live over there. And Westeros, you can have it.
Yeah. And then I could imagine Gendry being king. Arya, I mean, Sansa being the north.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they're alive. But Arya being up there too and them having like just a good sort of Robert Baratheon, Ned vibe.
Yes.
Of like, we're pillars of the same thing.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't see Arya like marrying Gendry.
I can't see her being interested in anybody.
Yeah.
At any point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't think she.
I could see her like being hand of the king if Gendry's king.
Maybe, or like some sort of Kingsguard
mm-hmm.
type situation.
Mm-hmm.
But like, or just some sort of weird assassin like the Hound or the Mountain were
yeah.
almost, but in a good way.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I can't see her being interested in striking up a relationship with anybody.
Yeah.
Because in fucking Game of Thrones where they use, you know, flimsy medieval gender role type stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's like if she was fucking married to someone, then it's like, oh, I got to fucking pop out some kids.
Sure.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
So, nah.
Probably not. Friends, absolutely. I think they had a genuine bond, and I don't think that she's gone so deep in the no one stuff to have lost that.
Nah, she's just cold Arya these days.
And it turns out, like, all that weird cold stuff with Sansa was a lie.
Yeah.
To manipulate Littlefinger.
Well, and she's just cold in the sense of she's all business.
And it's snowing.
Yeah. Business in the snow.
That's some cold ass shit.
So yeah, I don't reckon they root.
No.
But I reckon they root for each other.
Yes. That's fair. So we got an email from Jason. Jason Derulo.
I was thinking of this thing the other day that I don't think I'll ever be able to make work as anything, so I'm just going to say it here.
Okay.
Of like an opera singer who always sings their name as though they're Jason Derulo.
Oh.
Vigo Vincenzo. In the middle of a song,
but
anyway.
Because it sounds like they're just singing opera anyway.
It does. You need to know their name as. What was that big Pavarotti song?
Oh, I don't know any of his songs.
Oh, no, no, bro. Lucio Pavarotti. What was his name? Not Lucio.
Luciano.
Luciano Pavarotti?
I think so.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Luciano Pavarotti? Is that his name? I'm going to look up what Pavarotti's name was.
Don. Donald Pavarotti. Hey, what's up? I'm Don Pavarotti. I'm walking here.
It was Luciano.
Luciano.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did Jason say?
He said, just finished listening to the last episode. I'm wondering why you're not addressing the Pycelle fart in the small council meeting. And then he gave us the time code in case we wanted to go back and
rewatch. I did not go back.
I didn't go back. But I do remember it happening.
I don't remember there being a fart.
It's when the mountain's there. It's when he's going like, and that bloody mountain, he's an absolute beast.
And he like farts when he gets scared.
Yeah.
Right.
I was a bit surprised that this was just passed over in your commentary. It's even in the closed captioning.
Didn't watch it with the closed captioning.
Me neither. There are, surprise, numerous Reddit threads about the fart.
Didn't see any of them.
Don't read Reddit. Sorry. He farted. It was kind of funny.
That's kind of funny that he farted. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
If I had a notice, it would have gone, and he farts because he's scared. Mm. He's an old man.
Yeah.
And he's pretending to be a shaky old man, so it was probably a deliberate fart.
Probably. He had one in the chamber.
He always does.
He always does.
Have one ready to go.
But then Jason said, now my real question, who is the biggest cunt in the show? He has a ranking. Kraft is number one.
Right.
And then there are some others.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the biggest cunt in the show?
Crass is a fucking. He's up there.
He's definitely.
Crass and that dude who takes over from him.
Oh, fuck yeah, Lizard Boy.
Yeah, he was no good.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference to being evil and being a cunt.
Mm.
Oh, boy, there's a lot of them.
There are a lot. I think, like even.
Ramsay.
Roose was a cunt.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell in his personal life, probably even more so than his political life, he was just a bit of a cunt.
Roose was like a son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I think that the more we got to know him, the more it was like, oh, he's... No, I think he's a real piece of shit.
There's a whole bunch of them, though, honestly. Like, what's her name? Ilaria.
Yeah.
Just doing shit like, you don't need to fucking do this.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Sam's dad.
Honestly, yeah, and we'll meet him next week, I think, or the week after. But it's real hard to go past Krasner and the next guy.
Yes.
They are the worst people in this show, probably.
Yep. If we're taking pure homicidal psychopathy aside,
yeah,
which is Ramsay, obviously, and Joffrey,
yeah,
I think they're not so much cunts. They're more just crazy bastards.
Yeah, and it's those people who it's like, you're not even trying to be like this ruler. You don't have this weird thing driving you that's pushing you towards doing all these awful things. You're just sitting here in your little hovel being shit to people.
Yeah, yep.
Which kind of, I don't know why that makes it different, but it does.
It's more like, it's not more real, but it's separate from like politics.
It's more like you're just doing this because it makes you feel good. You don't have like some other reason where you could make it, oh, I made all these sacrifices for doing this.
Yeah, or like the lust for power got the better of you or some bullshit like that.
You're not
that.
Corrupted by something. You're just a fucking piece of shit.
And I think Craster, absolutely, yeah, he falls into that.
Yeah.
Or Bran.
Yeah, it's probably Bran.
I think it's Bran.
Yeah. I reckon it's Hodor.
Oh, that fucking cunt.
That guy's a cunt.
I reckon that'll do it for this episode.
Cool.
Good shit. Yeah, if you're still listening now, you're a spoiler fan, you know what's coming up.
Yep.
A few really good episodes, especially next week.
Next week, and then a couple weeks go by, and I don't remember what was in those ones, but episodes 9 and 10 of this series are probably my two favorites.
Yes, you have mentioned that.
So we're getting there.
We're getting there. And then, yeah, after that, it's the final, well, the final season that has come out.
Yep.
And then it'll be the final season.
So there's not been any like trailers out or anything for the last season yet. But if there are, there's a good chance that we'll, because we're going to pre-record a bunch of these.
Yes.
Because we'll be busy for March, April.
Yep.
So if stuff happens during then, we won't really talk about it. But we don't really talk about news anyway, so
we might. Maybe we do some impromptu records, you know,
we'll
20 minutes,
yeah.
Trailer reactions.
Maybe.
News stuff. Because I think that does become more more interesting.
Because we haven't done this while there's been a new season on the horizon.
Yeah.
Because they put out one trailer for it that was just clips of old episodes.
Yeah.
Like, Cersei, well, she's still here and that sort of stuff.
But it is looking like we'll have some, at least a couple of weeks between season 7 recaps and season 8 starting.
Possibly.
Where we might be able to cover all of this stuff anyway. So, yeah.
We'll play it by ear for now.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.